Well, hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Open House, where we love to celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. I'm very excited to introduce our special guest for today. Her name is Stacy Seymour, and she has started a nonprofit organization called Graceful Harvest Community. I think I got that right.
Graceful Harvest Community Connection.
Graceful Harvest Community Connections. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Stacy. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Laura. Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're very glad to have you here. I've actually known you for quite some time now.
Yes, a very long time.
A very long time. And then our paths sort of went in different directions with all the busy things that we're doing. And so with that being said, I get to ask you all the questions I don't get to ask you because I don't get to see you very often anymore.
Chance to fill you in.
Yes. So a little bit of background about you before we jump into Graceful Harvest. I know you grew up spending some time volunteering at the fire department.
Yes, actually, I grew up around our fire department. We as a family served as a child through my teenage years and joined the department as a member and when I was a teenager, and my husband and I serve, my parents still serve, and so now our children do as well.
I love that. I know, at least for me personally and other testimonies that I've heard, there's something to be said for serving or giving back. It sort of fuels something in you or lights something in you that you can't not see or not do anymore because of how fulfilling it is to be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Yes.
So would you say that growing up, serving with the fire department has in any way sparked what we're going to talk about today, or that's just like a side highlight?
I would say it is a piece of what we're going to talk about today because, you know, again, serving as a child growing up, my mom set the example for us. It was just something that we always did. We've always had a heart for the community. And what's really cool, and I can share more about that, but what's really cool is that my children, now early teenagers, have really embraced that and become a part of everything we do, not only at the fire department, but now also at Graceful Harvest Community Connection. So
I love that you're able to impart that to your children. Yes. As one who works with kids, you know, you really do see a big difference for those who are
Absolutely.
Being raised to give back and see the world as something bigger than just themselves. So good job,
Mom. Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's jump into our main topic for today, Graceful Harvest Community Connections.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. When we were talking just a little bit ago before we got started here, something that I didn't know is that you quit your full-time job to do this.
I did.
All right, can you tell us just a snippet of that and then...
Yeah, so we've been doing some work around the holidays as a family for years, probably about 14 years. This year might be 14. But anyway, I just felt a leading to do something year-round and have thought through all the things and prayed for years. And finally, there was an opportunity for me to step out of my full-time job. I couldn't ignore it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I left a full-time career of over 20 years to step into the unknown. It was a step of faith and the support of my husband, and we just decided that that was something we couldn't ignore anymore. So I left my job to start what is now Graceful Harvest Community Connection and have thrown myself all in.
Good job.
So thanks.
Yes, I think it's really inspiring when you hear stories like that, that people say, you know what, I have to follow that prompting and follow that leading, that there's something else drawing me to be part of something bigger than myself.
And I'll share with you, and you may have already known this, but mm-hmm. my career was in mental health. And so working in mental health, we've seen lots of things. I've seen all kinds of stories of recovery and hope and healing, but also meeting people sort of in the trenches, if you will, when things mm-hmm. were really challenging too. And so through that, I feel like that just really started to grow kind of when you're working for someone else and you're doing a specific thing, I had this other piece of my heart was like, how can we meet people's basic needs? And you know, it's hard to connect with people to move forward if their basic needs aren't met, because people are in survival mode. And so if we can help to meet some basic needs, that allows people to be the best version of themselves. They're the best parent, the best employee, that sort of thing. So.
And I've heard it said before, you know, meet a physical need, meet a spiritual need.
Absolutely.
So when you're making those connections to meet a physical need, especially when somebody feels unsafe or like they just can't process anything else in their life, it's almost like you're building a bridge for healing.
Yes, it is. It's a way to connect at the most basic level to then build relationship. And from there, then you get to see that healing and spiritual connection. When folks are focused on survival and meeting basic mm-hmm. needs, it's very hard for them to often think, you know, think beyond that. Think beyond what am I gonna
sure.
do today to feed my family. So, yes.
So this is the part where I'm a little clouded, I'm not sure, but what does your nonprofit offer? What kind of needs are you looking to meet in the community?
Okay, so our intention is to serve as kind of a conduit. So we may not have all the answers or all the resources, but our intention is to connect community members who want to be a part of what we're doing to assist in helping to meet those needs. The things that we are currently doing, we have a monthly food box program. It's our Harvest Box program, where we provide boxes of non-perishable food items and basic toiletries for families that sign up. And we are also doing, at this time, we're partnering with the Community Gleaning Project of South Central PA to provide fresh produce, which is really exciting to families in our area. And we have a care closet, which is a medical equipment loan program. Insurance doesn't cover everything, and often there are unmet needs. And so that has really grown. And we also, and it's kind of the root and the beginning, I guess, of what we're doing, have a Christmas project called the Hope Project, where we're providing Christmas gifts for children. But we're not the ones providing it. I think that's what's the important part. I think the important part is that we are serving as a conduit. People in the community want to help. They want to be a part of something mm-hmm. outside of themselves.
Yes.
And so what we are doing through the Hope Project is an opportunity for members of the community just to love on families that are experiencing some sort of a hardship.
So I heard like three main focuses that you're doing with the food boxes. Mm-hmm. Do people bring you the food? Do they sign up to financially support a food box? How do people get involved with that part of what you do?
Well, there are a couple aspects of that. Number one, we have totes for drop-offs at various locations throughout Adams County. Well, really most are considered Gettysburg. So we have one at Weaver's Body Shop, their Gettysburg location. We have a box at Center of the Arts mm-hmm. Dance Studio at the Outlets in Gettysburg during open hours. They're mostly evenings. And then we also have one at the Heidlersburg Fire Department. And the drop boxes at the Heidlersburg Fire Department and Weaver's Body Shop are both outside, for convenience purposes.
So. Where people can come and donate non-perishable food
so,
items.
So, yes, we collect non-perishable food items and basic toiletry items. They can be put in there. In fact, we do a couple of things, and I can get into that in a little bit. We're going to be doing a coat giveaway, and so we're gathering some coats and things like that as well, so those can go in there. Those are kind of our collection boxes, mm-hmm. if you will. And the other way that people can support that, and the other way that we provide food, I mean, people donate things to us, obviously. We were just really fortunate to be a part of a Convoy of Hope truck delivery, and our friends at Proffer Ministries invite us to be a part of that, and so that was really exciting. We were able to provide a lot of snacks and things like that for back to school. But the other way that people can assist and that we do fund our food boxes, because that is entirely are probably our largest expense, but the greatest need is to donate. So we have an online giving platform, which we can share in a little bit, but families can sign up to be either a one-time or a monthly donor. A food box is approximately $100 worth of non-perishable food items.
Maybe a silly question, but can people donate gift cards? Let's say somebody wanted to go to Kenny's and get a $50 gift card to put in the donation box.
Absolutely. Anything that we receive ends up, at this point, we are 100% volunteer. And so anything in that regard, it goes to shopping for the food boxes. That really, at this point, is kind of, I mean, we have our other projects and things like that, but that's the one where most of our resources certainly go. At this point, we can serve a limited number of families. Our intention is to secure long-term sustainability for that and expand so that we can serve and be a part of other families in the community as well. So.
How does somebody connect to that resource? Is there certain steps, like an application process? How does that work?
Yes. So for the Harvest Box, for our monthly food box program, we have a form, and that it's an online form. And we typically, it's on our website, which is gh-community.org. But also, we post that and share on our Facebook page. Applications open on the first of each month. And so they fill pretty quickly because our resources are limited, but they open on the first of each month. And then, so if an individual seeking a food box, you hop on, you fill out the application. And then once that application period closes, which is a week, it's the first week of every month, we send out a notification email of acceptance to confirm and send details. And then typically pickup is the third Saturday of the month. And essentially folks then that are approved, they come and they pick up their box of non-perishables, and often we have other things to put with it too. So other times when folks have donated some other goods or things like that, we can offer that as well.
Sure. Are you looking just for individuals in the community, or are you also hopeful to partner with other organizations when it comes to the food aspect of what you provide?
So we are currently partnering with, as I mentioned, the Gleaning Project, but ultimately, yes, ultimately we would love to coordinate with other food sources. I know that there's a group in Gettysburg that meets and some things like that, so we're kind of getting our bearings, but yes, ultimately.
My next question for Stacy, this one really caught my attention, I think more than anything. Not realizing the full capacity of what you do and what you offer, is the medical supplies. So, you know, I think a lot of us, depending on what age, what season that you're in, have experienced what it's like to watch a loved one or a family member go through something really difficult, and medical expenses being what they are, and where do I get the supplies that I need to help my friend or so-and-so with a physical need? Tell us a little bit about how you got started with what you offer there.
So that has been a really exciting project that has taken off. And really, we got started, a family member experiencing a significant health issue. It was a crisis, and insurance doesn't cover everything.
Right.
And so there were unmet needs, which really sparked us to, and it's actually Mike Weaver is our care closet coordinator. It really just sparked something in him that was like, we need to be an answer to this. We need to see what we can do to help, because there are other people in this situation. Mm-hmm. And so we have found that there really are. I've heard a lot of folks have been referred from the Office on Aging either to donate medical equipment, which we have been so blessed with. Mm-hmm. And a wide assortment of medical equipment, from hospital beds to lifts to walkers and bedside commodes and all kinds of things. But also we are getting a lot of referrals for individuals who have needs. And so it is a completely free loan program. If individuals have a need, they contact us and we see what we have. We see if we have what they're looking for. And we just ask that when they're finished with it, whether it be 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, that they would keep us in mind. And when they're finished, that they would return that to us or pay it forward.
That's incredible. We're thankfully not really walking through that at the moment, but I feel like a sense of stress relieved, yes, knowing that there is somewhere to go, like what you're offering that can help you with that. Because when you're in the thick of it, it gets a little bit overwhelming. So.
It does. And we've actually been coordinating some with the Adams County Rescue Mission as well, because sometimes they receive things. So if we don't have something and can't meet the need, we can pick up the phone and, you know, and we've sort of started to establish some connections to see who else might be able to help with that.
That's great. I was wondering that as well.
It's been really cool.
So, yes. And then the other biggest thing I heard you talking about, something about a Christmas project. Tell us about that.
Okay. So that was actually our beginning, as I mentioned before, was the Hope Project.
Okay.
14-ish years ago.
Wow.
And what we saw was people wanted to be a part of what we were doing. And it was a very informal thing. It was pre-becoming any sort of official nonprofit organization. But we had friends and friends of friends that wanted to be a part of it, which just, it was very cool. And last year, we were able to cover 25 families. It was 65 children, which was really, really cool. But the best part about it is that we're looping the members of the community that want to be a part of it into what we're doing. And so if a family has a need and is experiencing some sort of a hardship, they apply. It's an online form. We usually put that out. I would say it'll probably go out in October. If someone has a need, they can sign up. We don't try to make families jump through 15 hoops when you're experiencing a hardship. Sometimes that's the last thing you feel like you can really do. We want to be good stewards of what we've been blessed with and the relationships and collaborations that we have, but we also want to make sure that we're accessible when someone needs it the most. So, folks sign up. We also put out a sign up for individuals or families who want to be, we call them our holiday heroes, and sponsor children. They can either financially sponsor gifts for a child, and our volunteers will go shop for them, or they can also, we can send anonymous information and they can go shopping themselves. We gather ages and gender and interests and things like that. And so then we give that to, you know, whoever our holiday hero is. They go shop. We have a deadline. Everybody brings stuff back together. And then we have a gigantic wrapping party that we had a large wrapping party last year. And
that's
the members
fun.
Of the community came and helped us wrap gifts for 65 children. It was just the most... Yeah, it was the most wonderful, special thing that we've, I think, had an opportunity so far to be a part of. It was really cool.
I hope you got some good footage of that.
It was very cool. Maybe. We may have. So it was
if
very cool.
If you need community media to come and cover your next event,
we would love to partner with you on that. It
yes.
was very cool. It was, yeah, and the fire department let us use space, and people came out. We had a trailer full of Christmas gifts. And then we ended up, we did meetups to distribute it all. It was totally confidential, so... Yeah, the families could trust us with their stuff. And then, you know, one of the most important things that we did is we gathered prayer needs and prayer requests, and our team just really took all of that in and prayed over the families and what, you know, what they were experiencing. So
I love how personal it is.
It was very cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. And your kids are involved in that as well.
My kids are involved in every aspect of everything we do. Mm-hmm. So this has really become as much theirs as it is, you know, ours as an organization. They, when we do our food box shopping every month, they do the food box shopping with us. They get they get their own sections of lists, and they go through the store, and they know exactly how many to get of each thing, and they load all the things, and they actually are the ones who typically make the boxes. They assemble the non-perishable items for families, so if anyone has received one, they are typically packed by very young teenagers. So it's just been really cool.
Are you looking for volunteers?
At this point, our yes, I want to say yes, because we never want to say no to volunteers. Mm-hmm. There are very specific tasks, I think, because we are a newer organization. We never want to say no. But I also don't want people to come and then not have work to do, right?
Right.
So occasionally we could use help with packing food boxes. I think at this point our primary volunteer need is going to be, we have two. So we have a coat giveaway and a couple of things coming up, which I can share a little bit more about. But also our gift wrapping event is a really fun opportunity for folks who might be interested in what we're doing to come out and volunteer. And I know for certain, without a doubt, that there will be other volunteer opportunities down the road. We just had some volunteers come help us to unload a gigantic Convoy of Hope tractor trailer, which was really cool.
That is exciting.
So yeah, they're more isolated volunteer needs, I guess, if that makes sense, more specific to particular events, but yes.
And your nonprofit's still a baby.
It is a baby.
When did you
start? We are figuring things out.
Yes.
So, of course, there's the legalities and the paperwork and all the things. So we did that in 2023. But we officially just launched actual organizational business, if you will, last year. So 2024.
Oh, so she's a year old.
Yes. So we are figuring things out. It has been a wild year. It has been a blessing. We have had opportunities from folks in the community who have just kind of come and how can we help and what can we do? And it's just, yes, it's been wild and wonderful.
I'm sure that's filled your heart with confirmation as well. You know, you said you left your full-time job of 20-something years.
Yes.
To step into the unknown of, okay, how's this all going to come together? And you know, you really just see the Lord putting those pieces in place where community saying, how can I be a part of what you're doing? So
yes, and I will tell you the biggest piece of that that has really that's really struck me over the last year is the need is so great. And we are called to share in one another's burdens. And so our hope and our heart is to be a place where people can do just that. So where community members can be a part of what we're doing and helping and sharing in those burdens, and other, you know, folks who want to serve, but also folks who have a need. And so that we can just kind of, I mean, that's what community is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what community is. That's
yes.
what it's about. And so we don't have all the answers or all the resources, but being able to link arms with folks in the community to just love on each other is really what we want to do. I think all of us have experienced some sort of a hardship at some point, and we want people to feel understood in that, and
sure.
you know, we want to share in that. So,
Well, I have a sort of a big question, I guess. I hope it's okay for me to share. When we were talking earlier, you know, Graceful Harvest is new.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now as you're navigating your way through, that looks like you've got things here, you've got things here, and there's a flow to it. But in the long run, are you hopeful or looking for an on-site location? Or tell me a little bit about
your big dreams.
Good. I want to hear them.
I have huge dreams.
Yes.
Yes, we definitely want to have a space. We really have a heart for doing a few more things than we're already doing that we could do if we had a space. So
okay.
A couple of things. We would love to have a greater climate-controlled storage space for our non-perishable foods. At times, we are busting at the seams, not in a bad way. It's in a beautifully wonderful way. We also end up having to have store things for whatever project or collection or giveaway or whatever event we have coming up. So that is a need, but also it would be ideal to have all of our things in one place, but we would love to have a gathering space. We would love to have a place where perhaps we could have someone come and lead some classes on financial literacy, financial wellness, maybe some Bible studies, maybe some groups or classes for moms, things like that. Our heart is also to eventually be able to provide some help for single moms with various things. We've gathered some baby equipment and things like that. So just really partnering in that way too. So. Yeah, we have very large dreams. But yes, at this point, we have things stored in about 5 different places. We are trying to be creative with storage space. Mm-hmm. So, but we have been really blessed. I shared this with you by our friends at M&T Storage with space for our care closet. But we would love to have everything in one place. We would love to have a gathering place. We want people to come, feel loved, mm-hmm. and have their needs met.
I love that. And even, you know, listening to your heart earlier before we jump behind this desk here, if I heard you correctly, your heart is to springboard people forward, helping to assist them out of that stuck position. You're not looking to be a place where people can come, just keep coming back. You want to springboard them into the fullness. And maybe, you know, we've seen these things come full circle. Well, they might reach that healthy place again where they can come back and say, how can I give back? Because you've given to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our intention and our goal is really to meet someone when they're needing it the most. Again, we've all experienced a time when we just really needed to just be loved. Or maybe we experienced a horrible tragedy where we just couldn't think straight or see our way out, right? And so we want to be there for that. We want to be that launching pad. We want to be there to sort of give the cup of cold water in the name of Jesus, just to just love someone and help them sort of, how do we get to the next phase? Mm-hmm. And so that is ultimately our goal. And I think being able to have a place, an actual place where we can do that. You know, at this point, it's linkages with other organizations, which I think that is always going to be important. But there are some pieces of it that are things that is kind of, you know, that are our heart that we'd like to do eventually too. So,
yeah. It's funny, I hear you using words of what I was sitting here thinking, but there's a picture of a heart here on your logo. And I love that, you know, what we talked about just a little bit ago, that you're not just meeting a physical need, but it's hearts connecting hearts. Yes. And I think it shows the bigger picture that we all need one another. We were built for a community. You know, we can't do this alone. And knowing that there are safe places for people to connect out of sincerity with no type of angle, but, you know, we should be able to do that for each other, to be able to embrace each other, because can't do it alone.
Right.
And I'm really thankful for that, so.
Yes, that is our heart. That's what that's the core of everything we do, is how can we loop in community members? It's really neighbors helping neighbors. How can we do that? Because that's something that we all need. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about living in South Central Pennsylvania, is we have wonderful communities.
I would agree with that, and I'm very thankful for that, yes. Especially sitting behind this desk a few times, you know, getting to meet people like yourself who share their story and how they got started, and they're either part of an organization, something nonprofit, or they started that because of seeing that need and wanting to be the change for that. So I feel really honored to live in South Central PA and meet amazing people like yourself. Well, Stacey, I guess as we get ready to close here, how do we connect with you? What does that look like?
Okay. Well, there are a couple ways to connect. One of those ways is, obviously, you can follow us on social media. We're only on Facebook. We are not into all the other things. So follow us on Facebook. That's where we post our happenings. That's probably the easiest way to keep up to date with what we're doing. And if you have non-perishable items that you'd want to donate, we are always accepting. Again, that's at Weaver's Body Shop in Gettysburg. It is at Center of the Arts at the Gettysburg Outlets, as well as the Heidlersburg Fire Department. So those boxes are out all the time. Another way that you could connect, and we would love this, would be that we are always looking for sponsors for monthly food boxes. Again, those cost about $100 per month. Every little bit helps. And actually, one of the things that we have been doing is that if anybody chooses to be a monthly sponsor for a food box, we have given out these handy dandy T-shirts.
Beautiful.
We have Graceful Harvest Community Connection. And then this is really our challenge. We want to love, serve, and pray for one another.
I love so, that.
Yeah.
And I see, are you wearing navy blue? Do they come in different colors?
So they actually come in both black and it's a lighter blue. It's
okay.
Not this one. This one's not my real one.
Okay.
It's not the same, but yes. So, but we have a secure online giving platform and that is linked to our website. So if you go to our website, you do have an opportunity to do a one-time gift or a monthly donation of any amount. But a monthly donation of $50 or more, we give a nice little thank you t-shirt as well. So we connect and we do that. But yeah, so again, our food boxes are certainly our greatest need in terms of resources.
Can you tell our listeners one more time what that email was?
Yes, that is gh-community.org. And there's a little button up on the top that says give.
Okay.
So we really appreciate that. But before we wrap up, can I share with you about our exciting coat drive, our
yes,
coat giveaway
please.
That we have? This would be another really great opportunity to get connected with us. On December 6th, we are doing a coat giveaway at Heidlersburg Fire Department. There will be coats. There will be children's and baby items. There will be food. There will be Christmas trees. We are partnering with our friends with House of Bread and Temple Court Coffee to give away Christmas trees. There may potentially be haircuts, which is exciting, but
that
I'm waiting
exciting.
On details for that. But anyway, so another way to connect with us and to support our efforts would be if you have new or gently used coats or children's items like children's toys or really, we really are looking for like baby and toddler items too. We are hoping to just have a big, just wonderful day just to bless and love on families right before Christmas.
I love that.
So, yes.
You had me at Christmas trees too. I mean, we need coats because it's cold, but yay, Christmas.
Yes.
Ooh, I love Christmas.
Me too. It's my favorite.
Well, I know you shared a lot with us today, and thank you for that.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Do you have any final words? Or do you feel like you've said it all?
I would say that I think that whether it be through Graceful Harvest Community Connection or through another community organization, I think that we all have an opportunity to love on and serve our neighbors in some way. And I think we all have a responsibility to do that. And so no matter in what capacity that is, I think we should, accept the challenge. And I think we should be doing that.
So. That's a great challenge. Yes.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming. And hopefully we'll have you back.
That would be great.
Yes. And thank you for tuning in and listening to us today. We love to celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. And I think Stacy said it best today when she gave the challenge. What does that look like in your area? Maybe it's within your personal family. Maybe it's neighbors connecting with neighbors. But I think she offered a great challenge today to be mindful. How can we serve one another and lift and build one another up? Until next time, God bless and stay safe. Bye-bye.